Taoiseach has stressed the importance of full vaccination in the fight against the Delta variant of COVID-19. Declining to echo Germany's call for tougher quarantine measures for travellers from the UK because of a new variant, Micheál Martin said today that there was an inevitability that the Delta variant would be the dominant strain by the end of the summer in any event. He was speaking in Brussels this lunchtime ahead of an EU summit.
Full vaccination now is the most important protective weapon we have against the Delta variant in our case, or indeed any other variants that may emerge. Our second dose vaccination is increasing, and because of our decision to bring forward to shorten the interval between the first and second dose for AstraZeneca, for example, will mean a significant increase in full vaccination over the next number of weeks. But we will continue to explore other avenues to speed up the vaccine program, because it's the vaccines will give the protection. That's very clear from the data.
That's the Taoiseach speaking in Brussels there. Now, there is increasing concern and anger this lunchtime about a lack of clarity over the planned July 5th reopening. It comes after a member of NPHET said that GPs hold the view that indoor reopening should be delayed by several weeks. Now, businesses are calling for clarity and want the government to step in immediately to say what will happen next, as Cian McCormack reports.
We need more time to vaccinate, but we need to be cautious.
This is Dr. Mary Favier on today's Morning Ireland.
At this time, it's all about vaccine in arms. The additional two or three weeks would make a very substantial difference.
The NPHET member was giving her personal view on the relaxation of restrictions, which would include more indoor interactions between people from July 5th.
If it's 2 to 3 more weeks so that we can prevent ever having our health service in the same circumstances it was in January, or ever having that number of deaths again, or ever going into another lockdown, I think the sentiment out there would be that we would delay.
Professor of Public Health at the University of Bristol, Gabriel Scally, holds a similar view.
This new variant is so much more transmissible and more likely to result in hospital admissions that not only should we be maintaining any restrictions we've got, we should be actively considering what other measures we can take to try and win this race for the vaccine. That's what's the most important thing. Looking at the experience in the UK, I think that would be very wise. What's happening in the UK, where 60% of the adult population have had two doses of vaccine, we're seeing a real surge starting in the Delta variant, with increased hospital admissions and increased deaths. They're still at low levels, but that's the direction of travel. We need to take this variant extraordinarily seriously.
Joe Mulqueen, who owns Andy's restaurant, B&B and Bar in Nenagh in County Tipperary, is concerned that indoor dining could be delayed.
Well, listen, unless we get opened to 5th, a lot of the business in this industry are going to be in serious trouble. And that's nearly the bottom line.
Can you survive?
We'll struggle to survive because we have a big mortgage to pay. And staff are very uneasy as well. Are we going to be opened? Are they going to be laid off again? And the industry is struggling to get staff all over. We need to know it ASAP if we're going to be open the 5th. There's no point in telling us the 3rd that it's been pushed out for another 2 weeks.
Why?
We need proper notice for proper stocking. We just can't buy in another couple of thousand more to stock and end up sending it back or dumping it in a couple of weeks' time again, because all products have short life.
What's your mood?
Very angry, because we're being pushed out the whole time.
Amid the uncertainty, wedding planner Tara Fay says her industry faces a further walloping. The number of people allowed to a wedding reception was set to increase from 25 to 50 on July 5th.
For those couples maybe who have postponed already multiple times with the hope that they would get 50 guests for their wedding, it is going to be devastating for them if they can't go ahead. Next week will be 5 days to their wedding. That is too late for them to go and make alternative plans. They will have to go ahead. They will already have paid for 50 guests. And, you know, that is a substantial amount of money. Now, again, we cannot equate money with public health and safety. But, you know, at the end of the day, we do have to be considerate to those people also, and also to the wedding industry, who have suffered huge losses over the last 16 months.
For hoteliers, a failure to increase the numbers of guests at wedding receptions could be devastating. Ivor Coyle, General Manager of the Amber Springs Hotel in Goree in County Wexford.
The wedding market is a massive part of any hotelier's year. We've lost last year. We're working on the premise of 50 people for July and 100 people for August. We have these bookings. We're ready to go. But now we don't know what's going to happen.
Retail Excellence, which represents the retail industry, including 300 cafes and coffee shops throughout the country, says government needs to provide clarity. Its managing director is Duncan Graham.
If it is going to be a pushback, and it is going to be another 2 or 3 weeks before restaurants and coffee shops can reopen, then tell us now. But the decision on the Delta variant is certainly one for government of an effort to decide on at this point.
It's one for government and effort to decide on, but is it one that you would be willing to accept if it was made?
I think, look, we've gone through a lot, haven't we, over the last 15 or 16 months. For this to be delayed by another 2 or 3 weeks, you know, at least it gives us some certainty. I think we'll play ball with government on this point. You know, nobody wants to see a rise in the Delta variant. But what we do need to know, we do need to have some certainty before Friday of next week.
That's Duncan Graham, CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, ending that report by Cian McCormack.